Track 11, David Clayton Meets. Well now, David Clayton has something rather amusing for us to listen to today. I think it highlights two things which have really changed in our lives over the years. One is the advantage of a town bypass, and the other is the dwindling use of public telephone boxes. Listen to this, and I guarantee you'll have a bit of a chuckle.
Phone-in competitions on the radio are always popular, and I've run many over the years. But the most popular one I ever did was called the Mystery Voice Competition, which is perfect for radio. A little snippet of somebody famous speaking, and you had to identify the voice. Often these competitions, which were run daily, would go on for weeks and weeks with no one guessing the right answer, to the point that people would desperately get to the phone, because we'd only take about three or four calls each morning, to try and get their answer in, which they were sure was correct. And we were told by the telephone exchange in Norwich, when we once did an OB from there, that they knew when we were running a popular competition, because they could see a lot of activity through the exchange, which was quite flattering to know. So we'd been running this mystery voice competition for weeks and weeks, and nobody had got it. So people were desperately trying to get through to get their answer in to see if they'd won a prize, which in the end wasn't very much, but it was the kudos of winning. So this lady went all the way to a call box in the middle of Attleborough before it was bypassed. So it was the main A11 road with huge lorries trundling through the little town. And she went all the way there to phone in her answer because her phones were out at home, out in the country in Norfolk. And the rest, as they say, is a bit of history, because what happened was we recorded it. We wouldn't normally record the competition. We'd record other bits of the programme just to check and keep. We didn't record this, but fortunately my cousin was visiting from South Africa and he said, oh, can I get a cassette of what you're doing? So he came in to visit the show. We put a cassette on. We wouldn't normally be doing that. And this moment of radio wonderfulness was captured forevermore. Enjoy this as Mrs. M.J. Lancaster calls into Radio Norfolk, but oh dear, she can't really hear us.
Is this Radio Norfolk, please?
Yes, who are you? Hello, yes it is. Who are you?
Well, that's Mrs. M.J. Lancaster speaking of Car Farm Old Buckingham. I wondered if your mystery voice has been on, because I think I know it.
Well, hang on. Where are you ringing from?
Pardon?
Where are you ringing from?
That's Mrs. M.J. Lancaster.
Yes, yes, but I thought when I put it through, I heard an operator say, go ahead.
Pardon?
Did you get the call through an operator?
Yes, I did call the operator, because I think the phones were out in Old Buckingham.
Oh, I see. Well,
in Attleborough.
Yes. Are you in a call box or something?
Yes.
Oh, right. Well...
Pardon?
You're on the air at the moment, my love.
Yes, all right.
Yes, and you're through to the mystery voice.
Yes.
So it's your big opportunity. Who do you think it is?
The traffic has gone so much that I can't hear.
Who do you...
In Attleborough, you know, on the main road.
Who do you think the mystery voice is?
Pardon?
Hey? Who do... Who do you think the mystery voice is, then?
Who do I think it is?
Yes.
I wondered if that's a lady from Kilberston Park.
You mean Lady Fisher?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Thanks anyway.
Oh, all right.
Hope the traffic...
That put my mind to rest. I've been hearing it 2 or 3 days.
Well, who are you, anyway?
Yes, pardon? I'm Mrs. Margaret Joan Lancaster from Car Farm Old Buckingham.
Oh, well...
I haven't ever, you know, been in detail with you before or met you before, you know, but I'm very interested in Radio Norfolk. And I've been hearing it this last 2 or 3 days, and I thought I would just come into Attleborough and just phone up in case I did, because I knew you was going to try and put one or two, you know.
Yeah.
I was to it today, you know,
Please.
And I thought probably... I shouldn't get it, but that seemed very much like her voice.
Yes, yeah. I tell you what, if you're in the main street of Attleborough, are you?
Yes.
Well, it will not be good when we get that bypass, because the traffic's devastating. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I mean, but you could hardly hear us, could you?
There's so much traffic going by, I can't hear.
Oh, dear. And I haven't got a tape running.
I tell you what, look, I mean, for duty above and beyond the call-off... Oh.
Would you like to call us another day? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Well, listen. Oh, dear. You don't want...
The traffic is so bad, I can't hear.
Yes. Well, we gathered that. What I'm saying is it'll be good when they get the bypass.
Pardon?
Oh. Anyway, it's been lovely talking to you.
Yes, it's been nice
bother.
And
we
the traffic is so bad that I can't just hear.
No.
So I'll probably phone you up another day.
Okay, then.
And then, I'll get the phone back so I can hear a little better.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness, that was hard work. That's going to be one of the funniest phone calls we've ever had. And I didn't have the tape running. Oh, dear, oh, dear. What should we do now? Shall we talk to Martin? Martin, welcome back.
I'm breathless and speechless, David. What do you want me to talk about? I've forgotten why I'm here.
I'd better play a record, you think?
Ah, oh, thank you, David. Well, I don't think we have many mystery voices on this show, do we? But I'm now rather intrigued to know who the mystery voice was on that occasion, aren't you? If you're listening, David, can you remember? I bet you can't.